All right, 9:27, our coverage continues. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by U.S. Congressman Troy Carter, who I think is on the House floor getting ready to vote or not.
Hey, Tommy. Hey, Troy. I am actually, just out in the ante room about to vote shortly. So,
what are you hearing from the folks back home, and what can the federal government do? Or I was talking to Governor Landry earlier. He was talking about wanting to best use the money from the federal government that he got to harden infrastructure, those kind of things. How do you go about, proceeding from this point, Congressman?
Well, right now, as you know, the president immediately signed the governor's request for a declaration of emergency. That declaration has been signed. That frees up resources of the federal government, federal dollars to apply to those areas that are in need after Francine's travel. We're very fortunate that we have the FEMA administrator that is on the ground in Louisiana. We're boarding a helicopter shortly to begin touring some of the affected areas to begin the assessment process, the process of determining the areas that are hardest hit. We know that many of our river parishes in Lafourche and St. John and Iberville and Ascension, Jefferson Parish, and throughout the state were in fact hit. It could have been worse, but it's still bad. Fortunately, the federal dollars that we've apportioned since Katrina, it's proving to be money well spent. The levees held up, but yet we still have flooding, downed trees, and some roughly 250,000 power outages that are out throughout the state of Louisiana. Fortunately, we have some 7,500 crewmen who are out as we speak working to restore power in those affected areas. 7,500 from Entergy, CLECO, and surrounding energy companies who converge upon Louisiana in cases like this to make sure that we're apportioning every bit of resource to get people's lives back to normal as best we can after a natural disaster such as this.
We're talking to Representative Congressman Troy Carter, who's in the ante room waiting to vote. Then he's headed back to Louisiana. He's on Capitol Hill right now. When it comes to, we're having a problem with lift stations now, as do a lot of local areas after a heavy rainstorm. When it comes to the intense rain that the area experienced, and that brings me to flood insurance, do you see any relief in sight on any of this? And when you look at an intense rainfall as we've had, and it seems as though these rain events are becoming more frequent, although this one was attached to a hurricane, and so far the season's been slow. Do you see any relief coming as far as that goes with the flood insurance program?
I can say without fear of contradiction that all eight members of our delegation, six members in the House and our two U.S. senators, are lockstep in fighting and pushing back against risk rating 2.0. A flood reform policy that I believe has caused more hurt than help. And that's not what the flood program was established to do. It's to provide resources for people in low-lying areas against natural disasters and instances of flooding. So we have been lockstep in pushing back, writing letters, working with FEMA and Homeland Security, and looking at legislative remedies to reverse the ills of risk rating 2.0. We know that risk rating 2.0 is threatening home ownership for people who own their own homes, threatening home ownership for people who would want to own their own home, not because they can't afford the home. In many cases, people already own their homes and just simply can't afford the drastic increases in flood insurance. So we have been working feverishly, and we will continue to, and we won't stop, quite frankly, until we find either an administrative fix or a legislative one to bring relief to the people of Louisiana.
Your district does include some of Kenner, does it not?
It does,
East Bank of Jefferson Parish. I'm just wondering, what are you hearing from about flooded houses and so forth? How, number of houses, have you gotten an estimate?
Yeah, we've been in communication with all of our parish presidents and as many mayors as we've been able to reach. But we've been in communication with every single parish president, with the governor's office of Homeland Security, with the mayor's office of Homeland Security, as well as the Coast Guard and the other paramilitary organizations that are on the ground assessing how many homes are actually taken on water and what resources are needed to get there. There are boots on the ground as we speak, Tommy. I don't have an exact number, but I can tell you that there are boots on the ground. FEMA administrators should be in the air momentarily. As I finish my final vote, I will be headed straight to the airport to join them in assessing damages and making sure that resources are being apportioned as humanly, as fast as humanly possible.
Real quick, big picture, Governor Landry talking about best spending the money that he gets from the federal government to improve conditions in the state, harden infrastructure, et cetera. How do you see that playing out, Congressman? In your opinion, what would be the best way to spend those federal dollars?
The best way to spend those dollars is to listen to the people that live in those communities, to work with CPRA, to work with the Corps of Engineers, to work with our individual levy districts, to work with people that are at the port, people that are in the community. This is one that we have to fly very, very low, very, very close to the local communities, and see where it hurts to make sure that we're applying resources according to need and getting them as quickly as possible. Always the best way to serve is to listen and to make sure that we're using the science to look at where we've had issues in the past and apply resources to make sure we correct them. We should not continue to have to deal with the same problem every storm. Last storm taught us things, we should fix it. This storm teaches us things, we should fix it. And thank God we have the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, which has given us a plethora of dollars to be used for hardening our grid, for shoring up our levees, for securing flood systems. I was just in the river parishes just last week delivering $1 million to secure additional flooding securities for communities for situations just like this. We have to continue applying resources in those areas that we've seen historic flooded, historic issues. And the best way to do that is to listen to the people who are on the ground, our parish presidents, our mayors, our city council members, CPRA, and others who do this 24/7.
I know it's not your district, but Grand Isle fared pretty well when it comes to power outages, and I'm just wondering if that was a weather anomaly or if that goes to hardening the system. I'm also looking at Southern Plaquemines did pretty well also. You think we can learn some lessons from that about building smarter, tougher?
Yeah, look, there's only six of us in Congress representing Louisiana, so we don't look at our district or not district. As far as I'm concerned, I represent the entire state. And I think what you see happening in Grand Isle is a direct result of money that's been applied and spent well. And so we have to continue demonstrating that when we put resources in place, we learn from the last storm and we build better for the next storm. I was with the mayor, Carmadale, recently touring Grand Isle and looking at ways that we can continue by putting rock jetties and other resources in place. And it's making a difference. So that's what I mean when I say listen, pay attention to the science, listen to the Mayor Carmadales of the world, listen to the people who are on the ground saying this is where it hurts. Clint Coyman or Matt Jewell or Jacqueline Hotard or Cynthia Lee Shang, all of which are on the ground. They see where the pain is, and our job is to apportion federal dollars to fix it.
Storms don't know Democrat or Republican, do they, Congressman?
They don't know Democrat, Republican, and they don't know district lines. We have a responsibility to serve our entire state.
Thank you, Congressman. Travel safely. We'll talk to you probably when you get down here, all right?
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Representative Troy Carter will take a break, come back, talk to a representative of CLECO and get an update on power outages. Tommy Tucker, continuing coverage of Francine here on WWL.